The 48-page report concluded that UNRWA has what it called robust procedures to uphold the UN's principle of neutrality. Former French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna led the investigation. She said Israel never expressed concerns to UNRWA about staff, but she said Israel has provided its evidence to the UN Office of Internal Oversight Services, or OIOS, which has been tasked with investigating claims of staff involvement in October 7th.
It is no surprise that Israel did not provide evidence to UNRWA, because it doesn't owe this evidence during the investigation to UNRWA, but to the OIOS.
Colonna said allegations that some UNRWA staff violate UN agency rules on remaining politically neutral have surrounded the agency for years.
It is not news that UNRWA faces challenges due to the politicization of its staff. Not all of them, but some of them, and usually the higher go to the positions of influence, the more you'll see that. This is again affecting its neutrality. So it is crucial to reform prevention strategies and monitoring strategy.
Colonna said that UNRWA, however, remains vital in providing relief to Gazan refugees.
UNRWA plays an indispensable and irreplaceable role in the region. And this must be said clearly. Let's start from that.
Israeli government spokesman Oren Marmorstein said the report is incomplete. The statement reads in part, quote, "The Colonna report ignores the severity of the problem and offers cosmetic solutions that do not deal with the enormous scope of Hamas's infiltration of UNRWA. This is not what a genuine and thorough review looks like. This is what an effort to avoid the problem and not address it head-on looks like," unquote. Hillel Nour of the NGO UN Watch told the Jerusalem Post podcast that the issues with UNRWA run much deeper than the Israeli government allegations purport.
Right from the beginning, we know that UNRWA, which created the review, never treated this as a serious investigation into widespread promotion of terrorism, complicity with terrorism. The head of the union for years in Gaza was Su'eil al-Hindi, the head of the UNRWA staff union. He's a member of the Hamas Politburo.
UNRWA let al-Hindi go in 2017. He denied membership in Hamas. The independent report includes several recommendations for reforming UNRWA, including vetting staff more closely, more frequent monitoring and inspections of UNRWA facilities to ensure they're not being used for military purposes, and a zero-tolerance policy for UNRWA schools teaching hate or violence. Again, Catherine Colonna.
Sustaining the organization in its mission is what the international community should do. They created UNRWA. They have to help UNRWA to deliver, to face those difficult challenges, sometimes to, you know, move on and overcome them, find new mechanisms. This is the purpose of the report.
The IOOS report on the Israeli allegations of UNRWA staff involvement in the October 7th attack is due in the coming days. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.